And I'm going to turn to Carl at this point and let him talk a little bit about that monitoring work.
Good night, or good day, everybody. At the time, I was still the lead microbiologist. I've since been promoted out to the bureau director. When we started getting some of this information, there was some definite holes in the Penobscot River data. We started this presentation. And those holes led to many questions that we tried to look at through some of this confirmation work as well. And basically, you'll see, so this was the Penobscot River data that was collected, I think, between 2006 and 2012 by the court. And we had good data off of Odom Ledge, South Verona, and Fort Point, and down Turner Point. But we definitely had a hole where we didn't have any access to any data from the Cape Johnston Shore. And the numbers here in Odom, South Verona, and Fort Point were high enough that warranted the closure that did go into effect. And so, in addition to wanting to confirm the numbers that the Penobscot River study did have, we also, like Mary said, we wanted to fill in some of these gaps as well. So, the confirmation work that we did in 2014 and 2015, we worked with local Opterman, who's here today, and our goal was, again, to confirm the court-ordered study. We also wanted to collect seasonal data, noting that the fishery in and out of the area was had a seasonal component to as well. We wanted to expand the areas to include Cape Jellison. And the closure was made for crabs and lobsters, but there was actually no crab data in the actual closure to make that decision with, but it was the closeness of the parity of those two industries, crab and lobster, that the decision was made to close it for both. But we wanted to get crab data within the closure. What we've got and what we'll talk about today is the 2014 fully analyzed data that we've got. It's from five different periods. 2015 data is, samples are frozen, yet to be worked up, and that includes two sampling periods and then a short-term holding study where we brought lobsters from outside of the closure and held them in the closure to see if there was an immediate accumulation of mercury over the course of a week or so. So the locations of our 2014 data, it's got very different colors than I do. The blue and the yellow dots, yellow being lobsters, blue being crabs, so you can see that we filled in down the Cape Jellison shore. And we essentially repeated some of the other locations that the Penobscot River study had done. The numbers under each area designate how many lobsters and crabs that we are trying to get for each sampling period. So we would go to Fort Point and collect 10 legal-sized lobsters. If we caught 11, we'd throw the 11th overboard, and that was our sampling goal. Same with Cape Jellison, was a little bit higher at 20, and that's because we had no data at that point, so we wanted to make sure that we were getting representative samples each time that we collected. But we had a hard time collecting the needed numbers of samples for all but two of the sampling periods in 2014. It was only in August and October, I believe, that we were able to get the full complement of lobsters. We were able to get crabs every time that we went out pretty easily as well. These are the results for the 2014 for lobsters. This is whole body. What the information indicates is you've got colors here. My green is yellow, so you're not really seeing the difference between green and yellow. And orange comes up as, I guess, a strange orange. I'm sorry for the color differences. But what we did was look at the concentrations. This was some of the analysis that was done And then we looked at it, kind of aggregated for each area, whether it be Odom Ledge, Fort Point, or Creek Jellison. And again, generally, you see this pattern of higher concentrations in the closure, and then we had more of a discussion around what's going on outside of Creek Jellison and Turner Point here. My oranges, so I guess you've got orange there as well. We did see some lobsters that were over the 400 level, which would be this range here, so the larger orange dots. We didn't see any 800 plus or red dots outside of the closure to that point. What do these updated levels look like? These are, again, for lobster. This is for the CDC action level of 200 nanograms per gram, where consumption advisories might start to take impact or start to take effect. And for Odom, South Verona, Fort Point, and the existing closure, they were all well above the action level. And then for Cape Jellison and Turner Point, which have now been added to the expanded closure, are above the action level as well. Where Sears Island, which was another one of our sampling locations, is below the action level. As far as crabs go, this was the locations of our 2014 and results for crab. We only saw one crab above 800 nanograms per gram. It's up by Odom Ledge. And we did, as with lobsters, we saw a north to south gradient with lower concentrations as you work south. But this was actually one of the surprising developments of the 2014 samples, in that the Penobscot River study had not done much or many crabs. I think in 2006 and 2008 were the only 2 years that they looked at crabs. And it was all based off the area around Sears Island. And for that data, the concentrations were actually higher than what we were seeing in the same area for lobsters. And so there was by inference, there was a concern that if this north to south gradient persisted with crabs, that based on those data, we would definitely be seeing high levels within the closure. But based on our 2014 numbers, we're not seeing that. And if you break it down, again, the CDC action level of around 200 nanograms per gram, Odom Ledge and South Verona are close, but are not exceeding that. Where Fort Point, Cape Jellison, Turner Point, and Sears Island are all below the action level. And so we have a disconnect between the data here, where we had a confirmation of results from the earlier Penobscot River study, but with the crabs, we have a disconnect from the data and results that we found and what the previous work is suggesting. So we are, right now in our freezers, we have 2015 crabs, and we are trying to figure out how we can move those forward to get them analyzed in that. This discontinuity or this disconnect between the two data sets is something that warrants trying to move forward with analyzing. So just finishing up this part of the conversation, this was the new line that was drawn based on the 2014 lobster data. Now extends, the previous line was Fort Point to Wilson Point, and now it's extended down the Cape Jellison shore to Squaw Point and over to Perkins Point, just north of Castine. And so that is where we're at right now, as far as the data goes.